The dirt road to Pinellas Hope is a dead end. In an industrial cul-de-sac in Pinellas Park, there are rows of tents and small houses. As the sun set on the makeshift community, over 100 people congregated to remember over a dozen people who died as a result of homelessness in Pinellas County. Father Joe Diaz read the evening's homily.
In the affairs of men and women, we who believe, whether we are Muslim or Jew or Christian, we who believe must make a difference. And the only way to do it, my friends, is to gather together and to confront those who can change things. Because let me tell you, they change things all the time. The question is, for whose benefit? This is not good enough. As good as it is for some, it is hell for others.
Among those being memorialized was Kimberly Sue Good. Good was a resident of Pinellas Hope and was beaten to death by a Pasco drifter. Another, Andrew McKenzie, was found dead along the railroad tracks in Pinellas Park. The names of the dead were read aloud as candles were lit in remembrance.
We remember them. Baby Joe, Jaden Lewis, and Brian David Thompson.
As long as we live.
According to a study conducted in January by the Pinellas County Center for Homelessness, over 6,200 people in Pinellas County are homeless. That is a 20% increase from 2007. Father Bob Morris from the Diocese of St. Petersburg says awareness of homelessness is key in making progress.
I think it raises awareness of the problem of homelessness that is prevalent not only in Pinellas County, but throughout the United States. Really, it's a global problem. And secondly, it helps us to remember the real effects of homelessness, and that is to remember these people who have died this year that we know of in Pinellas County who were homeless and who died under very difficult circumstances.
But with the current recession and local budgets facing major cutbacks, Morris says that funding is also a major issue.
Find ways to raise funding so that affordable housing can take place. And there is an affordable housing trust fund already in place with the county, along with federal funds that can be made available. Second, then, once that affordable housing starts to be built, that's going to provide jobs. So the two things can work together to fight this problem in at least some ordinary practical ways in the immediate future.
Are you optimistic about it?
I'm always optimistic, but there's a lot to be done and a lot of awareness to be raised, and that's why a day like this is so important.
Sheila Lopez works as Chief Operating Officer for Catholic Charities. She coordinates much of what goes on at Pinellas Hope. Lopez says job placement is a continual challenge in the fight to end homelessness.
The memorial service was an annual service held in three or four parts of the county for those homeless persons that have died on the street. But we had several of our own that did not die on the street but did pass away after they left and were in an apartment or in permanent housing.
What are some of the challenges that are facing trying to end homelessness in Pinellas County? What are some of the challenges with trying to tackle that?
We've gotten terrific collaborative support from the county and the cities in our community. We have almost $1 million in in-kind of meals. We don't eat if they don't bring dinner, and they bring dinner every night. And we don't have a problem getting meals. I think the biggest challenge is getting people. Jobs continue to be very, very difficult.
Vicki and her husband David were homeless for 6 years before coming to Pinellas Hope 3 weeks ago. But they say some people who need help don't want to seek it.
They just want to keep going on with that lifestyle. I mean, there's people that have been out there a lot longer than we were. I mean, they're talking about 20 years, and that's how they've been living. They don't want to change.
There's a lot of people, it's the way of their life. They've been. I know a person that's been out there since they're 18 years old, and they're like 30-something now, and they would not do anything else or be homeless. They're not used to getting up. They don't want to go to work. They're so used to panhandling. It's like second nature. I mean, after a while, we got out there. I got tired of people looking at me like I was a piece of dirt, you know?
Mm-hmm. Imam Siddiqui of the St. Petersburg Islamic Center performed his song, Let It Go, in honor of the struggle so many face in trying to get off the street.
This song is about how people live their lives, and they have all these things that they built up in their lives, and they know it's wrong, but since they've become habitual in what they do, they can't seem to let it go. And so in order to make a change, you have to be the change.
Reporting from Pinellas Hope, for WMNF News, I'm Ariel
Negative
Stevenson.
Cross my mind. A process in life for wasting time.